Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Cordia August Fauntleroy. You have tuned in to Capital Irish Broadcasting on 106.1 FM and broadcasting from Wellington, New Zealand, and coming to you every Sunday morning. This is actually a pre-recorded show because the studio, Access Studio, closes during the holidays. So a few of us do an extra show just to make sure we've got some little connection with our listeners. Thank you all for tuning in, and we really appreciate our listenership, as we do our sponsors, because without the sponsors, we couldn't broadcast. And I must thank our sponsorship from Susie and Peter McGuinness, the Irish Trust, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. And just mentioning the Hutt Valley Irish Society, I'm sure you all know that there's a potluck dinner there on the last Sunday of every month. And it's a brilliant place for meeting people, for having a great chinwag with all the other Irish people who are in New Zealand or who come visiting. And all the children usually sing. And our little singing group, they love performing. So please come in and see us anytime, 5:30 on the last Sunday of every month. Just love to see you. It's a very friendly atmosphere, really lovely. So Happy New Year to everybody, 2024. Where has all that time gone to? Myself and all our presenters, I'm Alice Paul, and Ray Ferguson is on the technical work today. And we really enjoy having our own little take on this show. It's great. There's no rules or regulations excepting that we can't get into politics. Thank goodness. Well, if we can, we have to put a disclaimer out there. We're not allowed to agree or disagree, although I'm hoping that this new government that we've got in will do good things and not get us too depressed. Right, so what I thought was we have something very uplifting on today's show, and that is to talk about the Irish movie industry and to talk about movies that came in the last 2023. First of all, the two movies that I went to see, the two Irish movies, The Banshee of Inisherin and An Colleen Huon. Well, The Banshee of Inisherin has caused so much controversy. Everybody I know who went to see it either absolutely hated it or loved it. Or, you know, there was a lot of in between as well. I loved it myself. I just thought it was such an insightful probably movie about island life and how lonesome it can be and how many different personalities, you know, all trying to get on with each other. It was really very well done. And it was filmed on Achill Island. And a friend who works on Clare Island said how they could look across and see all the lights at night. And it's great excitement. And on Colleen Huon, that was another one that, and The Quiet Girl, that everybody loved and everybody talks about and everybody wonders what happened to that girl after the movie finished, which I think is such a compliment to the writer. Amazing when you're left wondering and thinking and, searching your mind to think whatever could have happened after that. So there were more good movies made this year, and I've had a good look at some of them on YouTube, and no doubt you can get them on Netflix. So I'm going to tell you about the first one, and it's called So This Is Christmas. So, of course, that's a very common sort of thing. This is Christmas. There's lots of songs called that, but it's called This Is Christmas, and you can type in Irish movie. And it's a story about a little village in Ireland. And I'll just read off a little bit of what I've what I read about it. It's late November in a quiet Irish town, and the expectations of the impending festive season are growing. Christmas trees are being bought, festive music turned up, and presents scrambled for. It's all getting very bright and loud, excessive and expensive. So, This Is Christmas takes us on a heartening and emotional journey with five ordinary characters as they navigate personal dilemmas triggered by this overwhelming time of the year. Now, we can all appreciate that. Amid their everyday lives and struggles, we discover the stories of extraordinary resilience and humble bravery. The story is brought to life in a creative documentary form where characters' lives interweave with the colourful tapestry of Christmas scenes. Beyond the facade of tinsel and celebration, the film explores the deeper complexities that emerge when expectations collide with reality. What transpires is an important social commentary, filled with humour, yet tinged with tragedy, that will leave the audience questioning the true meaning of Christmas. So I think that would be an excellent one to search out. As I said, the little bit I watched about it yesterday on YouTube was really beautiful. Three little fellas came on the screen, and they it's written and directed by a very, very famous Ken Waldrop. And he's written some other, but seemingly he's one of the up-and-coming director writers in Ireland. So, yeah, keep your eye out for that. So This Is Christmas. And another one I had a look at was Ovail, and it's an Irish language one. It's again a cinematic exploration of the rise of hip hop and the electronic artists in Ireland. And it embraces oral tradition of folklore, ancient poetry and Shannon singing to create a new fusion sound, a culture clash through music. So that's fascinating. And it's an ensemble piece featuring Irish language rapper called Sean, or Morni O'Murhesa, and Oisín Mac, and the producer of multi-instrumentalist Fela, the Limerick rapper, Strange Boy. I've heard of him, and I've actually, he's worth looking up as well, Strange Boy. Very, very good. So this is a beautiful black and white film, and it delves into the four artists' process and how they are breaking new ground in Irish music. Through insightful interviews and intimate portrayals of the creative process of each artist as they work on tracks in the studio, the visceral live performance, Ovail tells the story of a moment in time in the Irish musical landscape. Now, I think this would be another one, just YouTube it, and the music was sensational. It was really brilliant. And Ovail is spelled O, Father, B-H-E, Father, A-L, Ovail. And veil being a mouth. So I think maybe a little break for our first piece of music by a group that have really been making headway this last year as well in Ireland, called Lankum, L-A-N-K-U-M. And this first track is called Cold Old Fire.
Sing, even when we're losing, 'cause Dublin's gone as hard enough, especially when you're down and you're bruising. We sing the old triangle and then the Tommy Ryan, 'cause all the war's a jail and we can't remember why. Why we agreed to live and lie in embers of a cold old fire. Nobody remembers, they hand the ashes back to me down the button factory where cattle at the stall. We look for signs that Dublin's heart still beating. The concrete and glass and pillars and masts, they haven't stopped the people from screaming. Been trapped by all the cameras, you're inclined to stay at home and forget some songs were written to remind you you weren't born. Born to live and lie and die in embers of a cold old fire. Nobody remembers, they hand the ashes back to me down the button factory where cattle at the stall. We see the cracks under the foundation, smoldering on the faces of the people on the drip of isolation. We hear the sounds come streaming across the crackling air, the broken words of swine who will tell us that we were born to live and lie and die in embers of a cold old fire. Nobody remembers, they hand the ashes back to me down the button factory where cattle at the stall. Oh, when did we agree to live and lie and die in embers of a cold old fire? Nobody remembers, they hand the ashes back to me down the button factory where cattle at the stall.
Yes, that's well worth looking into, Langham, because they really have some fabulous, and some of their tracks are quite long. I looked at a few of them yesterday, 8 and 9 minutes long, great instrumental stuff. It's beautiful, and she's got a fascinating voice, the lead singer. You have tuned in to Capital Irish again on 106.1 FM. We are coming to you from Wellington, New Zealand, and this is the Irish program that connects you with Ireland or things Irish. Sometimes we do interviews with people who are visiting from Ireland, which is really nice, or Irish people who have been here for a while. And this is a fill-in program which has been pre-recorded because the studios are closed over the new year. So I'd like to take the opportunity to wish you all a very happy 2024. And I hope that you'll encourage all your friends to listen to us, and if anybody exciting is coming to New Zealand, please let us know. We'd love to interview them in this nice studio here in Guzzany Street. So I've got Ray Ferguson from County Cavan who does the technical work today. Very appreciative of Ray and all the other technicians and the presenters who give their time for the love of Ireland and the love of radio. So I'm talking today, I did tell you my name is Alice Paul and I come from County Monaghan, And Ray, interestingly enough, is from the next county, County Cavan. So you're in good hands today. But I'm talking about movies that came out in 2023 and that will be well worth trying to get on Netflix or wherever you download your movies from, because it's great. Ireland has a great reputation for good movie making, and there's always another great Irish one coming along. Another movie that I looked up was called Stolen. And this is a bit, you know, about like the Magdalene Laundries type of movie, but seemingly it's more of a documentary. And of course, we all know that 9,000 babies were believed to have died in the homes run by religious orders between 1922 and 1998. It's hard to get our heads around that. We're told that the policies for adoption, fostering and trafficking babies were separated, babies who were separated from their mothers. But the playwright Harkin interviewed journalists, historians, politicians and campaigners, weaving together an archive of footage and photos to provide an understanding of the context of these events and how they were allowed to happen. Just how they were allowed to happen more is a very, very good thing for us to understand, because they were horrible, horrible stories and horrible places. And they destroyed the church and the state. And to be honest, you know, you have no faith in anything after learning about these stories. But what really lends this movie or this documentary Stolen its potency is the devastating individual stories of women who survived the mother and baby homes. And Harkin treats all her witnesses with respect, allowing them a chance to tell their stories uninterrupted and unchallenged. So if you're pregnant out of wedlock, the women were bundled off to homes on both sides of the border. This didn't just happen in the Republic. The assumption that the church and the state and the nuns knew what was best for these were clearly unfit mothers, and they were children of sin. It was a shocking reality in those days where the church ruled. Anyway, Harkin makes sparing use of dramatic reconstructions and includes a variety of poems read in the eerie settings of abandoned and decaying homes. So the physical structure of these institutions may be crumbling into history, but Harkin cites the combination of inadequate official reports, continuing revelations and enduring suffering to prove that the pain caused is still very raw. It's still very raw. So I think this is another good one to watch. It gives us more insight and maybe more understanding. It's called Stolen. And that came out in 2023. Now, a bit of an upbeat one. It's called The Miracle Club. And I was just talking to Ray earlier on. He thinks he may have seen some trailer of this. It's very funny. And it's got an excellent cast as well. I think Maggie Smith is in it. Yes, she is. And we all know her face. When you look at it, you think, oh, I know that woman. So it follows a female friendship across generations in the community in the late 1960s in a working class Dublin, when the Catholic Church reigned supreme. So a bus trip to Lourdes became more than a pilgrimage, as each of the women looked for answers to very different questions. Having never left Dublin, let alone Ireland, the journey provides our heroines the chance to let their hair down, celebrate life, and delight in some sweet independence. It's truly joyous, hilarious, and aspirational. And it's an invitation to meet our heroines, who are all funny, messy, vocal, and flawed as ourselves. So The Miracle Club, it's called, empowers us all to communicate, love, and laugh, and discover that we are only as strong as the friends and the family who stand by us. So I saw there were some very funny bits in it, you know, where this woman was announcing to her husband that she was going to go, and he said, "Who's going to make me dinner? How the hell am I going to get on my own?" And, you know, all these 1960s phrases that we were so used to and we were, you know, slaves of, or the women then were, it was very funny to see it and to laugh at it now, but it wasn't funny back then. So that's one to, yeah, it's a feel-good movie, really. It's called The Miracle Club. And for anybody who knows about Lourdes, and well, you'll know why it's called that, because miracles happened in Lourdes, and people went en masse down there. Yeah, there were pilgrimages organized from local communities and churches, and it was a big thing. My own mother went several times, as did my father. And, yeah, it was one of the very important places to go back in the 60s and 70s. There is another movie called Tarik. And Tarik is, again, in the Irish language, filmed in the most beautiful place on earth, which is Dingle. And it's about a woman who returns home to Dingle Peninsula, which, of course, is on the southwest of Ireland, where the film is shot, after her father suffers a heart attack. And she finds herself returning to a competitive world of Navogue, which is the Irish native boat. It's the equivalent of the curragh, and I didn't realise that until I read up about it yesterday. And, of course, it's curragh rowing. So Tarik, T-A-R-R-A-C, is how you spell it. It's a drama set on the edge of the world, the coastlines and sea of the Dingle Peninsula, a place of wild geography where the weather and the people have a mind of their own, and that's for sure, because we knew our dearly beloved Seamus Begley was from down that area, and Seamus came and did an interview with us many moons ago, well, maybe only 10 years ago, and of course, he passed away this time last year. I always associate Dingle and Seamus because he was a wild, wild man, and so it's a wild place. Tarik has a sense of, it has a sense of place, this movie. It is an intimate character study of a woman who, through a sporting passion, finally manages acceptance and love. So it's laced with humour, heartbreak, and an exciting action against the stunning landscape of the Kerrygeldoct. And it's about daring to care and learning the power of forgiveness. So I think this would be a really good one. Again, it just came out in November, just last month. So if you can, over the holidays, you know, again, see, you know, if you can download it or if it's on Netflix, Tarik would be a fabulous one to watch. So movies, you know, going to a movie over the holidays is always one of the great pleasures. And I know that Napoleon is one I've got to go and see. Not that that's got anything to do with Ireland, but we're all great fans of Napoleon's in Ireland. And many, many, many songs were written about Napoleon and sung by Irish groups as well. Which takes us on to another piece of music. And I thought this time we'd play a piece from Al Dock. Al Dock is Alan Doherty, Jerry Paul, Tolu Costi, and a few other great musicians, and recorded about 5 years ago. Muggle is the name of this tune, and sit back and enjoy Al Dock.
I can touch you, I can hold you, I can't kiss you anymore, because you're gone, because you're, I can tell you troubles in the night. No one spelling out my story, because you're gone, because you're
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.